What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show. Like it, subscribe it, pass it around, give it to a friend, let him know what's up. Bobby Kelly's on the show today. Robert E. Kelly, Robert Elizabeth Kelly, that's his full and legal name. Go see him. He's so funny. Bobby Kelly's one of my sweetest pals. I love him to death. They got that cigar smoking weirdo. And go see me. I'm doing a club run to new jokes for my new hour. Just doing a couple of clubs. I'll do theaters down the road, maybe at the end of the year. But I'm in Houston, Tampa, Phoenix, Nashville, Dallas, San Francisco. That's it. Houston, Europe first, Tampa, Phoenix, Nashville, Dallas, and then San Francisco. Tickets are sold out on a bunch of different shows, so go get those right now at AndrewSantino.com. Go to AndrewSantino.com. Enough rambling from the old red-boned beardy boy. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's the return of Robert Kelly.
R.P. Kelly.
Okay, let me tell you something. First of all, you're wearing municipal sneakers I saw outside. Those are Mark Wahlberg shoes.
This is his brand.
You also lost a little bit of weight since last time I saw you.
Have
congratulations.
Have I?
Well, you avoided seeing me when I was in New York 3 weeks ago.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I tried to see you. You made it way tough on yourself.
Oh, that's such a lie.
See you made it tough on yourself.
That is a lie.
No.
Oh, you've learned so much living here.
Let me tell you something. Let me
First
tell
of
you
all,
something. Who's more Hollywood than you? You're the one that shot, I have a shoot today. I'm staying up at the so-and-so hotel. I'll be eating breakfast and then meeting with some Hollywood executives. That's you.
You canceled last night because I was there.
You know why I canceled?
Yeah, because I was there.
No, do you know really why I
canceled? Why you canceled?
Because my cat got hit by a car. Are you happy now?
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry, dude.
Are you happy?
I'm not
happy.
Are
you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing.
My cat got hit by a car. Don't.
I'm not.
Don't.
I'm not.
My cat got hit by a car. Let me say, stop it. That's not funny.
It's not funny.
Open your eyes and look at me when I say it.
Just give me 1 second just to get it together. Okay. What happened?
I canceled last night because my cat got hit by a car. It's so funny. I don't have a cat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But the idea of a cat getting hit by a car, why is that funnier than a dog? Because a dog, you go, oh, no. But a cat, you go, I don't know.
A dog is just awesome. A cat is just,
no.
It's like owning a squirrel. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's a squirrel. It's a little rat.
Yeah. I mean, look, I like cats. I do.
I know. I can tell.
There's a piece of cats.
A piece of you. There's a little piece of a lesbian inside of you. That's why you like cats.
Huge
piece lesbian.
There's a massive dick in me. I want a Suzuki truck so bad.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I do.
You mean Subaru?
No, I want the Suzuki. You don't know about the Suzuki.
You're like a Japanese
lesbian?
You know lesbian?
Nothing about lesbians. When that Suzuki
That's
Jeep,
not true.
You know the Jeep?
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought that you were Jessica Kearson. I thought that's who was coming today.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Hello.
Also, I see something. Can I comment about this? What's going on?
I mean,
did you get a brand new timepiece on your wrist there?
What? The,
show off, huh?
What? The Sky Dweller?
Wow, dude.
The Sky Dweller?
You're a big boy now, huh? You're a big fancy.
I got munises.
You got on the munis
I got
and
the
a
munis.
Sky Dweller. And you were in all black. You're very.
I got some true classics.
This is very LA.
This is not LA.
This is hip, cool.
This is not LA,
guy.
Dude.
Yes, it is.
Not anymore.
What
LA,
is this?
LA
then?
People are wearing weird shit, man.
What am I wearing weird shit? I'm wearing just slacks and
you know, you dress like a golf pro from the Midwest.
Hell yeah. That's exactly what I wish I would
That's
be.
That's your thing, dude.
Well, I got because these are comfy. I like comfy I like comfy shoes.
You're a two-color Pete.
Two-color Pete.
That's what you are. You're two-color Pete. I got two colors at all times.
And you're
blue,
a one-color Paul.
Black, white, yellow.
You don't wear a lot of colors.
Look, I didn't say it as an insult. Don't make it an
no,
insult.
No, but two-color Pete does sound like
two
an insult.
Color, look, at white people like a couple colors.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I like all the colors.
Not at once.
There's not one color person out there that I don't like.
Whoa. What?
You said white people only like a few colors.
Yeah, wearing pants and clothes, not the people.
I thought you were talking about people.
No, no, oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
We only like one.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, right here.
Hello.
No, we do. We have to be careful because our skin tone. Look, this is a bold leap, but it's just an accent.
No, that's a very little touch showbiz thing.
Yeah,
it's a you peacock with an ankle.
Just an ankle.
That's what you do. It's like two colors, pretty earth tones, and then pow,
boom,
bang.
In a meeting, I go
orange. Whoa,
say that again.
And then they go, oh, nothing. How much do you need? Yeah,
800 mil.
Yeah, and that's great. I love those. So where did you get those?
Oh God, they shipped them to me.
Who did?
Xing Wang.
Xing Wang.
It's a designer. Xing Wang.
Those are Xing Wangs.
Yeah, these are Xing Wang.
I didn't know that. Didn't Xing Wang just get a thing from Netflix? Have they done a show too?
Xing Wang has a brand new show on Netflix.
A brand new show on Netflix.
Are you on the road right now, by the way? What are you doing out here in LA? I don't even know why you're here.
I'm going to tell you why I'm here.
Please.
My friend's niece, my other friend, who Mike Calta's brother, John Calta, his niece got a scholarship.
To UCLA?
No. To
USC?
No. Maybe. One of those UC somethings.
UC Santa Barbara, UC San Diego, UC Davis, UC Berkeley, UC... You see these nuts.
Hey!
I don't know, a UC school.
One of those.
Yeah.
And she got a... She won a grant. Won a thing with her school. She's making a documentary about her dad. Mm. He quit his job. He's going to start do stand-up a little bit.
Oh, no.
What? Okay. Not for a career.
Okay.
What?
I guess my lifelong thing is your hobby, your throwaway hobby.
No.
And that's how I feel about you, too, because you don't take it serious. This is like a throwaway hobby to you.
Why would I take this stupid thing serious?
So he's going to do stand-up what? Just a bit?
What do you got?
I have a bubbly water.
You didn't ask me for bubbly.
You don't deserve bubbles. You brought your own coffee and you said you wanted water. You said you wanted a cold, regular water. That's what that is.
All right. I didn't know there was bubble. That's
don't
cold.
Get chirpy with me, dude. Don't get chirpy with me.
Is that cold bubble? Is that cold bubble?
Is this guy's going to do stand-up and you're teaching him?
You lost weight, too, dude.
Well.
It hurts when you say
it's the Ozempic.
It's hurt, isn't it?
I'm on the Oz.
When a thin guy, when somebody says to a thin guy, you lost weight, was I fat? It kind of fucks with you a little bit, right?
No, I wasn't fat.
To me, it makes me feel fantastic.
Well, for guys like my size, yeah.
You look good right now.
Because I didn't look good last time you saw me?
Nah, see, it hurts.
No. You scumbag.
It really does hurt, though.
I'm on the Oz, that's why.
Why are you taking Ozempic?
I'm trying to get down to 135.
Back to
my old weight.
Go work out. It's unfair. That's for diabetics.
No, I want to be 130. I want to be 6'1", 135.
You're not taking Ozempic.
No. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, God. I have to take everything you say with a grain of salt.
You should eat less salt. That's something my doctor told me to tell you.
You should. What? Your doctor knows me?
He said, tell Bobby to eat less salt.
Is he a fan?
Yeah, he's a huge fan. He loves
you. Dude, when you came to New York, first of all.
I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Okay, wait. Let's
stop. We'll have dinner.
You were there. You were there and made the rounds.
Yeah, I went around.
Yes.
Yeah, I did the rounds.
I got it. This is why I get you. You're a fast talker. You're a slippery walker. But you know what? You ain't a fucking day stalker. I made that round. Didn't think I was going to.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
But you did it with a Boston accent. You did day stalker.
Stalker.
Yeah, that's why it sounded better. Because day stalker walker wouldn't have been good. Day stalker walker. I made the rounds. I did the club. I asked Liz where you were.
You made the rounds.
And then you sent one of your fucking goons to see if I wanted to do the podcast.
Nah, he got in trouble for that.
Did he really?
Yeah, well, he's supposed to do that.
I was going to say yes.
He's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But he saw you and he panicked and he didn't know what to do. Should I ask him? And he just went for it. And he got a fucking hot one from Liz.
Not from me. I was very nice to him. I like the kid, but Liz yelled at him pretty fucking bad. But what are you going to do? That's what she does. She's going to crack the whip.
She is intensely fucking scary.
Is she still on your show?
No, she's never on my show.
She popped in when I was there.
She comes in once in a while.
But she doesn't have, she doesn't ever sit in more often?
No, when she comes on, she's great. But the last time she sat on with a comic, she made the comic very sad.
Who was it?
I forget. It was like a newer dude, and she was she was trashing his new special.
Oh, no.
Saying how stupid it was.
Was it stupid, the special?
And where do you get orange socks?
I can only
But you came in and did everybody's podcast.
No, not everybody's. Dan Soder.
One.
That's it?
Nope.
Who else did I do?
You know you did.
Who else did I do?
Spit it out.
What did I do?
Say it.
Ian Fidance.
Bang. Two.
Who else?
Come on. Come on.
That's it.
Nope.
Who else?
One more. Spit it out.
I don't know. I
Spit
really.
Spit it out.
No, I have a bad memory.
Use. You don't have a bad memory. You're fucking using that as an excuse. You have a photographic
Jessica,
memory.
I don't remember
Sabang.
Who else.
Bang. What?
Who else, Jessica?
Good. You did one more.
Who?
And you know what?
No, I didn't.
After two, it's the rounds.
I did Soder.
You made the rounds.
And Ian Fidance and
you
Jordan Jensen. That's all I did. I did.
You made the rounds.
I did Chris O'Connor and Tommy
Boom!
Pope.
Bang. Ding.
Those are my boys, dude.
Three. I love them.
Didn't ask me. You didn't
love
say
them.
Come by upstairs.
Buddy, you didn't tell me you were making the rounds.
But when I sneak into town.
You sneak in.
I sneak in and I just try to do a couple things and get out.
By
the way.
What?
My real boys, my real down dogs, my boys.
Your boys.
Like Norman, he invites me to perform at the Beacon with him. Yeah. Not you.
When was I at the Beacon?
Exactly.
Well, you want me to get better in my career?
That's exactly
so we can
right.
Be more friends?
Yeah.
I will work on this.
Yeah.
I will push my career to the next
you get
level.
You get to a place when you're playing the Beacon, I'll come over.
We're big.
Then
we're back
yeah,
in.
And then we're back.
Buddy, fuck the Beacon. I'm going to play it. Madison Square Garden. I'm gonna make it happen.
You think you're gonna play MSG?
I'm gonna make it happen.
And how many years?
I'm gonna book it.
How many years are you gonna book it?
It costs $250 to book it. I'm gonna put a mortgage on my house. I'm gonna book it. I don't care if I make $13 back.
You're gonna do it just to do it.
Dude, I tell you what.
You know how fun it'd be if we booked a stadium show but didn't sell any tickets?
If we booked the Madison Square, if we just took a loan out, you wouldn't have to because you're loaded. But if you took money and I took a loan out.
Yeah,
and we got 200. I think it's 250 to rent the garden,
wow.
Something like that. One something, maybe 200. We rent it.
Yeah,
and we just go look. We're playing the garden. We rented it already.
Yep.
We paid for it.
Yep.
This is how much we have to sell these tickets. I think people would buy it just for the fucking hell of it.
No.
Huh?
No. We would sell 1,000 tickets.
I'd have to lose my house.
We would lose. You would lose your family and your home.
It'd be worth it.
No, it wouldn't. Your wife
is
lovely,
dude. Yeah,
because
then what we do.
Nah, your wife is lovely.
Then what we do.
Where are you going to go next? What's your turn to? You're not going to get on fucking Hinge. Can you imagine?
I'm going to fucking produce the show.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to be a producer.
If you get back on the apps, what a nightmare that would be.
What do you mean? I never was on the apps.
That's what I mean. If your wife
did an app.
If your wife left you and you get on the apps, what's your profile picture?
Dude, I get on Grindr.
You haven't taken a good picture in 20 years.
You get on Grindr, it makes it easy. Grindr's so easy, dude. It's not like that Tinder shit.
Come to you.
Dude, you don't go for the same sex.
Right.
Not at 53. You go Grindr.
Yeah, you go
Grindr. I'm in the area. Put a little picture of my belly button, the hairy belly button. Maybe my innie.
You have an outie, though.
I take a picture of bubblegum, spit into an afro. I go, this is me. You want some of this? You in for this sloppy bottom otter?
You're a dirty boy, dude.
What
are you really doing in town? You're shooting that thing?
I told you, dude. I came in, my friend. Look at me. Mike Calta.
Hey, your friend's daughter's going to college. She got a thing. You shot something for her.
I did it. She wanted me to do it, so of course I'm going to do it. I love these guys.
But you traveled across the country just for that?
I traveled.
No shows.
Dude, let me tell you something. During the pandemic, Mike Calta and his brother saved my life.
How?
Mike Calta, I had 50 gigs canceled in one night. My agent called me. He goes, they're gone. I go, what? All the gigs. I go, which ones? He goes, all of them. They're gone. I was like, and then I was literally faced with, oh, shit, like, I'm not essential. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like,
you're
I don't have any gigs.
Some of us.
No, well, not many.
Right. Well.
And then Mike Calta, I called him up. I go, dude, I don't know what the fuck to do. He goes, we'll do a podcast every day. I'll get my fans. You get your fans. We'll do a Patreon. Whatever money it is, you take it.
Wow.
We did that for a year and a half. He did a show, number one radio show in Tampa. He would do his show, and then we do our show for an hour or so, 7 days a week.
From New York, or where he was?
He was in Tampa. We were on StreamYard. We did that, and he never took a dime. He just let me.
That's one of the nicest stories I've ever heard, and
I mean it.
That's beautiful.
Unbelievable. So when they called, and his brother, I was in a shed. I didn't even have a studio. I had a fucking shed. No heat.
What do you mean? Your studio was a shed? Out back?
Amish Mike made a shed.
Built you a shed?
Amish people.
Amish Mike built you a shed?
I swear to God, I had a shed that you could be in the summer. I was out there in the winter. His brother got me a heater.
Little space heater?
Little space heater. But that's a nice one.
No.
Brother, I swear to God.
There is no nice one.
Dude, it's made of wood. It's got little flames going up.
Oh, little fake flame space. I seen this.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fancy.
Sent me that. And then we did the show, dude. And I mean, literally, I was fine, but the psychological, like, my gigs are gone. Like, everything's gone. Like, I'm not doing, I'm not going to do stand-up in
the
front
Zoom,
of a green screen. I can't do it. I just can't. I was past the point of that. In my career, so saved my life. So he asked me to do whatever you need.
You would do anything for him.
Dude, I'm doing great right now. Fantastic. I got the bonfire with Big J.
Right, you took over for Soder.
Took over for Soder.
I got asked to do that show with you guys.
Yeah, you did, but you didn't.
Yeah, I said no.
No, you had to do a podcast with.
Well, there was one of the guys I didn't like on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Big J's a good guy.
Hey, wait a minute, dude.
I'm talking about you. So they asked me if I wanted to do it when I'm doing a press run when I come back to New York, and I said sure.
Yeah.
I said, sure.
Yeah, we got that. I didn't really replace Dan. I took over for Dan.
What is replace and take over? What's the difference?
Replace means replace what was there.
No.
Take over means I'm going to take over the spot.
Take over sounds worse.
I didn't take over. I actually intervened.
Take over sounds way worse.
I intervened.
Take over sounds you took it away from him.
I didn't
him.
Take over.
No, you replaced him.
I didn't say take over.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
I said replace, you said take over.
You said take over and replace.
Yeah, it's both.
You said it.
Well, you did both.
I intervened.
How about this? You did
I
neither.
Saved.
You did neither. You
I
tanked
saved.
The show.
I did not.
You popped in and you tanked
it. I did
it.
Not.
Sirius called me today. They said the numbers are terrible.
Numbers
are
up.
They go, since Bobby has been there, it's in the shitter.
Dude, numbers are up.
You know what they said to me? Get Calta on the phone.
Who's Calta?
He'll pump this thing up.
He would. He's good. He's good.
He's very smooth.
He's smooth. No, yeah, that's great. Big J's awesome.
I'll be out there and I'll say hi to you. I promise.
I wish you'd come on, dude. You're one of my favorites. I bought with that right there. So, I said, give me a cigar that Santino's dick.
You think this is the same size?
I go, you know Santino? He goes, yeah. Give me Santino's dick. That's what the guy gave me.
Honestly, Limp, this is actually very accurate. This looks exactly like what it looks like.
But it's
like,
funny because Limp and Hard, you're the same.
No, I'm
same
not.
Size.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
You don't have a big dick.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
You don't have a big dick.
And you know what you are?
Mm-hmm.
You're a go-homer.
I love you, dude, but you don't have a big dick.
It's a regular cock. You don't have a big dick.
It's a monster.
No, it's not, dude. This is annoying. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
What's your ethnic background?
Nigerian.
No shit.
Quarter. And American Indian.
No, it's got to be pretty thick then.
It's massive. Since I lost the weight, I have an 11-inch cock.
What was it before?
It was 3 inches.
But the weight's gone and all the weight down went down to your dick?
All my bush fat was covering it for years. I had to clean it off with a...
Do you trim your pubes?
With a power washer.
Do you trim your little pubes?
Like a deck. Do I trim my pubes? No, I don't. Last time I trimmed my pubes, I was going to Vegas, and I came out of the shower. I go, how do these look? She goes, why are you trimming your pubes?
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to do.
And I was like, I don't know. She goes, who's going to see your pubes?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nobody. She goes, stop trimming your pubes.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I don't trim my pubes anymore.
I cleaned it up a few times. I try to clean it up if it gets out of control, but she always makes fun of me when I do it.
Yeah.
Because you look stupid.
You look dumb.
It looks like a little boy. You look like a little boy when you clean it up.
Well, there's a certain point, like when you, like, because I'm older. I'm older
much,
than you.
Yeah.
Well, not much.
Much, much,
I mean,
much,
you
much.
Just hurt feelings.
Much, you're, much, much,
hurt
much,
people
much.
Hurt people, but that it makes sense now. Because you're hurt.
Oh, what are you in fucking AA?
No, you're a hurt redhead, dude. I know.
I'm not hurt. In fact, when I see you, I'm the happiest I've ever been. You make
dude,
me feel so good.
You make me feel.
You make me feel like a natural.
Keep going.
Woman.
Yeah. I
is
saw
that
your,
a song about
I
it?
Saw your buddy Bobby last night.
Yuck. Yuck.
Dude.
What was he doing?
I'm telling you right now. He brought me up. I had to follow him at the store. Was that your spot? Did he take your spot?
I was right after him.
Right after him. So I took your spot.
You took my spot, yeah.
Or you were right after me. Whatever.
No, and Bobby then me.
Bobby then you then me.
Yeah.
And you canceled.
I had to.
Why?
I was out late at a dinner with some friends, and I got home, and my wife and I were like, you want to just have sex and not do your spot? And I said, I'd much rather do that. So we made sweet love, and I skipped my spot. That's the God's honest truth.
Really?
Yeah, we got home after dinner. We were feeling funky, and I was like, let's fucking go at it.
So that's like, what is that, 3 minutes? Like 3-4 minutes? What happened?
You know what, dude?
Dude, you didn't take that
you
long.
You know what, dude? Don't.
You made love? Did you make love? How long was it?
You want to make me blush? Yeah, we made a little love.
How long was it?
Well, we have to stop and start.
Did you do this?
We have to stop and start because I have to stretch.
You have to stretch?
Every 15 minutes when I'm fucking, I have to stretch. I have to do a couple of toe touches. You know my back issues. So I get on the...
It's so weird that you have back issues at fucking...
40?
40.
That's when it starts.
No, it doesn't.
When does it start?
I don't know.
Well, when you're an athlete, you get hurt earlier.
You have old Jew back.
Oh, my God.
It's just...
It is. Oi! Every time I get up. I have an old man back, and I'm getting hip injections now.
For what? Stop. It's doing stuff to yourself.
No, man, I need it. It helps. This is good. This is good. I have a hip impingement.
A hip impingement?
Yeah.
I like that word.
Hip impingement.
I love impingement.
It's impinging me.
I love a hip impingement.
So I'm getting needles thrown in me with goop inside of it.
What's that thing that goes sideways up a hill? A funicular? I like that, too.
Careful. A funicula?
A funicular.
A funicular.
A funicular. You know the things that go up the side of the hill?
Oh, you mean the little box?
It's called a funicular.
No, it's not.
100%.
Bet me $1,000.
Okay.
What's the name of the thing, Google?
Don't ask it.
What's the name of the thing that goes up the hill? Funicular?
That's fucking anything. That could be a groundhog.
It derives the Latin word funiculus.
Yeah.
Meaning rope.
Yeah.
A funicular is the rope.
And it uses the rope.
No, but it's not the lift portion. Nice try, buddy.
Do the fucking,
14 fabulous funiculars from around the globe. I got to tell you, that is beautiful.
$1,000.
14 fabulous funiculars from around the globe.
Say that, 14 fabulous funiculars from around the globe.
14 fabulous funiculars from around the globe.
You have to use your mouth like Shay Shay when you do that. 14 fabulous.
Come on, cat.
Come on, cat.
Come on, cat.
Cat, you got
to. I took a funicular up in Palm Springs. You can take it from Palm Springs. It's hot, hot, hot. You go all the way up to the top of the mountain, and there's snow up there.
Yeah, funicular.
I took a funicular.
I love a funicular.
You know, you're one of my favorite funiculars.
You're a funicular.
Don't funicular me, pal.
And I'll funicular
Don't.
You. I'll funicular
Don't.
You right now.
I'm serious.
With this finger.
Don't funicular
I'll
me.
I'll funicular you fucking finicky.
It's a word that sounds like it might be racist or wrong or rude or mean, but
or
it's
disgusting,
not.
Disgusting, yeah.
Something sounds off about it.
Funicular. It's the icular. It's the word ick. Which is a disease for fish. Did you know fish get that disease?
What?
Ick.
They get the ick?
That's called the ick. It's the greatest name for any sickness ever.
You got the ick?
Fish get it, and it's called ick.
What is that?
It's a disease that fish get.
And what is it?
It's called ick.
What does it do to the fish?
I'm not a fish doctor. They die. Fish gets ick, and you die. What happens, you think, when you get fucking ick? You die.
In here, we pour whiskey.
This episode of Whiskey Ginger is brought to you by Rabbit Hole Distillery and their one-of-a-kind Kentucky bourbon and rye whiskeys. This is Good Souse. Okay, behind their award-winning spirits is a story their founder, Kaveh Zamanian. Been talking about this cat for quite a while. He was the fastest to ever get inducted in the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame. Cheers. Slanche. Pretty amazing. He makes some really good sauce. He left his successful 20-plus year career, went down the rabbit hole to craft some of the finest spirits, and that he very much so did. From the heart of Kentucky comes some really great stuff. They're small batch. They're pulling from under 15 barrels at a time, which you've heard before about small batch. It's not the true. And, you know, these guys are actually not just promoting. They're proving themselves to be wonderful because of the awards that they've been bestowed. But they do. They pull from toasted and charred barrels. Four distinct expressions. They've got the Cave Hill Fall 4-grain triple malt bourbon. The Cave Hill is the old school. The High Gold is the high rye double malt bourbon. That's what I love. I've been sipping on this. I love this. This High Gold is very, very smooth. Whether you're drinking it alone or a splash of ginger or soda or just with one big stone or straight up if you're a real man. Boxer Grail is the rye, and the Derringer is the PX Sherry finished bourbon in those Pedro Jimenez casks. Go grab some now. They got four distinct expressions. They're all delicious. Go to rabbitholedistillery.com, rabbitholedistillery.com/buy now. Use the promo code RABBIT for $5 off your first order. Please drink responsibly. The amount of subscriptions that I am subscribed to, I don't subscribe to, okay? I don't subscribe to how many subscriptions I'm subscribed to. It's too much. I'm trying to save money for a while like we all are. We're trying to pinch where appropriate and put it towards things that we really want. And that's why Rocket Money is here. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? It's necessary. In this day and age, we're signed up for so much stuff, okay? Too many apps. Look at your phone right now. You're signed up for stuff you don't even know. I got on some AI app, and I'm paying a monthly fee. I had no clue. That's why Rocket Money can help save. You have full control of your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. I myself saved a couple hundred bucksos. Very, very happy about that. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whiskey. That's rocketmoney.com/whiskey. You heard it right. You got too much going on, too many apps. Let Rocket Money help. rocketmoney.com/whiskey.
Ginger. I like gingers.
I saw your boy last night. This is how he brings me up on stage. This motherfucker. Listen, man.
The Chinese guy?
I thought he was...
He's Chinese.
He's Chinese.
Yeah.
What noodle is that? Is that the big ones?
Farfalle?
The big cold ones, or is that the little ones?
Oh, udon?
Udon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's ramen thin. There's ramen thick, ramen thin.
So racist.
He's ramen thick.
He brings me up last night.
Mm. How?
I mean, it's unfucking believable.
Shows you a lot of love.
No.
Shut up.
He goes, give it up for this guy. I've known him for a long time, for 25 years. You've seen... This fucking guy. You've seen him on, Torgasm.
Brought up Torgasm.
Torgasm.
Good.
He used to do the Obie and Anthony show.
Great. Nothing recent.
And you might have, he was on the Titanic. He survived. I mean, this dude.
They loved it though, didn't they?
They didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, but then once you came out there, they were so happy to
see
you.
I was like, he just gave me the oldest credits ever.
You're on the Titanic.
Torgasm.
Torgasm, baby.
Opie and Anthony.
Don't you wish you could go back?
To Torgasm?
Yeah.
I wish I could.
Don't you wish? Tell me that wasn't one of the best times of your life, though. Really.
No. I mean, here's the thing with Torgasm.
Yeah, what was it? What was the thing? I don't give a shit. Are you working on a new hour?
I'm trying.
I can't wait to see a new hour from you.
I'm trying, dude. It's
I watch Collins.
But here's a problem with Colin.
That he's a genius?
Yeah.
What's the problem? He's fucking amazing.
He's so...
Good?
Okay.
Solid?
Yep. He'll take these things and write about them, and you just don't, it doesn't even make sense. How do you make the Constitution funny? How do you make the Bill of Rights funny? How do you make, you know, and he'll take these subjects and he spends so much time on them, and he's just an asshole from Brooklyn, but he's so good.
Yeah.
So fucking good. Every time I watch him, I'm like, I should just stop. You know what, dude? Let me get a thing in Vegas, or let me go to like some island and do like a
Atlantic City maybe for you.
Maybe. And you know what? While I'm down, right in the fucking rib.
Now you could get you know what? You could get a residency out here.
I don't want to.
Like Yamava.
Yamava? I hope your career dies.
This is the beginning of it. Trust me.
This is the one?
This is the beginning of it.
You know what I am a mush of? I am a mush of one thing.
What?
Festivals.
What does that mean?
Swag. I'm a swag mush.
You love swag.
First of all, you're a swag.
No. You're a swag.
You're a swag.
You're a swag.
You're a swag.
I'm wearing swag.
You are.
What do you mean
swag?
You're a swag mush?
I'm a swag mush. You know when you go to the festivals, you go to the things and they have great swag, like a hoodie. Like I remember at the Aspen, like the year before they had like puffy coats, Aspen, HBO. I show up, there's a hat, and they didn't even give me one. I had to go like beg for my hat because everybody had a hat. It was like the one with the little buckle. I was like, can I have my hat? They're like, I don't know if we have any more. I didn't get my hat. The Vegas festival the year before, they gave out like laptops. I show up, I got a fucking notepad, no pen, it's a notepad. I go to Montreal the year before they're giving out fucking, you know, all kinds of hats and jackets and hoodies. I show up, I get maple syrup.
Why do you think?
And oil. They gave me oil.
Why do you think that they're screwing you over?
I kill swag. I'm a swag killer.
Why?
I don't know. When I show up, someone does a budget and they go, we don't need this. Get them oil.
They just push you off like you're not important, like they don't know who you are. Like they haven't heard your act. Because if they heard your act, you'd get good swag. Because they would hear your act and they'd go, this guy could use a hoodie.
This guy needs clothes. This guy needs some stuff.
Sometimes I get sent stuff from people.
Yeah.
And honestly, you do get swag sometimes.
No, I love swag.
But I get it sometimes and I don't know what to do with it because it's stuff that I probably most likely would never wear.
Like what?
Like municipal shoes or...
You know what? Go fuck your slip-ons, okay?
I actually love those shoes.
I think they look most comfortable.
Yeah, they look comfortable.
Most comfortable sneaker. That Hoka...
Hokas are good.
Hokas are great, but this shoe is
What
so
are those, though? Which version? Are those the geriatrics? Which one of those?
You know what? I hope one of your nipples falls off. I hope it gets taken off. I hope your cat does die. I hope you do get a cat.
I don't have a cat.
I hope you get one. I hope you get one.
Okay.
And the first week when it dies, just go like this. Fucking Bobby.
Fucking Bobby.
Bobby. You have animals?
You know, I have a dog. You know, I worked with Mark Wahlberg on a movie that bombed really bad.
Which one?
It's called Me Time with Kevin Hart.
Did you think it was going to do good?
No, I think we knew it was bad.
Really?
You know what's so fucked when you know something's bad? Like, you know, like, it's the same feeling of, you know, when you're on the road and it doesn't matter if it's a full house.
Yeah.
The crowd feels weird that night when you're like, God, this is fucking weird. Like, what's going on?
Right.
And the opener or the host is like, sorry, man. Like, you know that feeling? When you're like, I'm going to flip them, but why is this the mood that everyone is in? Like, it's almost like they all came from different places, ate different meals, did something different during the day, but they walked in the door and they all looked at each other like, mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah, fuck this.
That's exactly how on set we were like, it was funny, but we were all kind of like, is something wrong? Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe that.
You can't. Here's the thing with that. With a stand-up set, you can pull the parachute.
Yeah.
You can just go, fuck it. You know, your face sucks. And just fucking, you ever blow a kid? I mean, you can just go into whatever.
Blow a kiss. You said blow a kiss. You ever blow a kiss?
Yeah. What'd I say?
Right. You said that.
I said kiss.
Yeah, you said kiss.
I said kids.
Sure. You said kids. Kiss.
But, you know, like, you know, you just go crazy. In a movie, you can't pull a parachute. You just got to trudge forward.
And if you say something you think is going to be, like, funnier for the scene,
yeah,
it bombs always.
There's no way to just stop it.
No. You just have to let it go. But
is everybody doing that?
I think you kind of collectively feel the mood of people when shit goes bad like that.
Was Mark cool, or did he get...
It was nice, but I could tell, he was kind of trying to get through that scene.
But so they would, like, every day was like, all right, let's go.
Who's very, let's hurry up and do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, I mean, we had fun.
You had fun?
I had fun, but it was also like, this is the thing about a guy at his level, same thing with Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers have 30 jobs.
Who's Kevin Hart?
He's the tall, skinny Korean comedian.
Oh, the kid, yeah, on Kill Tony,
right? Kill Tony, yeah, that's Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Kevin Hart. It's,
comedy.
he would be gone. Like, the moment it was done, he was gone. You could tell, like, when they're that famous, it's another project.
Like Dracula, he just turned into bats and just...
He'd go, and then disappear.
Gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
They would just go.
Because they have to do shit.
Yeah, they're busy. Right. We're losers. We're hanging... I'm like, you want
to
do
But he used
more?
To be a loser. Used to be a loser. Used to be one of us.
Sure, I guess. No, he's still one of us stand-up, but he's famous.
He's famous.
Huge.
He hates me right now.
Why?
Because
you talk shit about him?
I texted him some shit. Because he didn't promote Big J's special, and they came up together. So I had his real number. I'm like one of the last few that had it. And I texted him. I was like, why don't you promote your fucking friend's special, you piece of shit? And he wrote back. He was like, I'm sitting here in a movie set in a director's chair filming a movie right now. Maybe if you could, you know, I didn't know. How can you come at me like that? That Kevin Hart pep talk yeah. Tony Robbins talk.
You don't know
right? Yeah, we don't know.
He's good.
If I'm, you know, I'm on a set. How am I supposed to promote something if I don't know?
Well, don't that do it's it. Like, it's there. Not like a
hip hop song. Then, don't do that. And then that. And then. And
but I don't know. No. But so, then he, so now he hates your guts.
Well, then he wound up promoting it, but he was like, you know, maybe you should not come at me, blah, blah, blah.
Well, don't come at him.
You know what? Fuck you.
You're out of line.
You're out of line.
It's not your special.
You are in fame land. I'm not.
I'm not famous,
I'm out
buddy.
Of it.
You're as famous
I'm
as anything.
I'm going to tell you right now. Let me tell you something right
I've,
now.
You know how many people I've called that, and I say, who's the funniest guy that you know in my group of friends?
Yeah.
You know who they say every single time? Who? What do they say every time?
Billy Burr.
Shane Gillis.
I should say, Shane's funny.
They do say you, though.
Goddamn Shane's
People
funny.
People love you.
Shane makes me sick how funny he is. But anyways, I texted him that, and he fucking came back at me, right?
Yeah.
Jane never texted him. Jane never stepped out of
it. Yeah, he's above that.
No, he's not above it. He's beneath it. Scared of it.
He's scared.
I'm not scared. I step up for my new partner in crime.
Right.
Soda would have never done that. You know who did it? Not Dan. That's
okay,
who did it.
Okay.
Not Dan.
Not Dan.
Two thumbs this way, which I've done my whole life.
This
Me.
Is not Dan.
Not Dan. So I go and do it. I do it. I take a fucking hit. I burned a fucking bridge.
Big time. Big bridge, by the way.
Promotes his special. Watches the special. Promotes it again. Then has his on his serious or his podcast. So they're like pals now. I reconnected them and I'm cut off.
You're out.
I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out.
But you deserve it.
Oh, God.
No, you deserve to be out.
I'm
then you'll get drawn
get
back
you
in.
You to fix it.
You'll get drawn back. I can't do it.
I need you to get famous.
You want me to call Cap?
No.
I'm going to call him right
no.
now.
No.
I'll call him.
Oh, God. Go ahead, call him. You don't have the balls.
Really?
No, you don't.
All right, watch this.
You don't have the, he won't
did
pick
you
up.
Really text him?
I did text him. He won't
I'm
pick up.
I'm going to call him right now. How funny would this be? I'm going to call him. Let's see if he picks up.
He's not going to pick up.
I'm going to try.
There's no way he's going to pick up. He's not going to pick up. Your movie bombed.
I didn't. The movie didn't bomb because of me.
It was partly your fault.
No, it was, no. I
read did. The read the reviews, dude.
He's got to pick up. This
He's
guy,
not
he
gonna,
always picks up.
Not
Who,
gonna.
When I call Kevin Hart, he picks up.
Boom!
All right, there we go. That's
wow.
Fine. That's you know what.
Why
I bet he's,
want me to call him?
He's probably in a hot tub.
Let me
or
call
something.
Him. Listen, how funny it would be if he picks up for me.
I would love it.
How funny would it pick
What's
up?
What's up, man?
Yo, man.
Hey.
Here we go.
Hey.
Let's go.
You go ahead and call him and let's see.
Welcome to Verizon.
Wow, right. I mean, that's fastest. I mean, I'm on another thing. He put me on a, I'm blocked.
Wow.
I mean, I'm, dude, that was
You're
fast.
Actually blocked.
I think I'm blocked.
That's the saddest shit I've
I'm
ever
on,
seen.
I'm not even unblocked. I'm on just send him somewhere
that's
else.
That's a cease and desist over the phone.
This is the problem with me, dude.
No, there is no problem with you.
Listen, it's a problem.
You're a beautiful, lovely, funny, sweet, caring, a great father, a great husband, a great friend, a great comedian. What else? Don't break the fucking chair.
Sorry.
Don't shake it and break it. That's
Sorry.
Old school.
All right. Well, you're not seeing that.
You're too good of a guy for this town.
No.
In this town, I mean Hollywood. I want you to quit the biz immediately.
No, I'm not quitting the biz.
Please
no,
get
I'm gonna
out.
Become
I'm
Hollywood
asking for all
Bob.
Of us.
I'm going to become Hollywood Bob. I've been talking to Colin Quinn about this. I'm
what do you want to be?
I'm going to be Hollywood
when you grow
Bob.
Up. What does Hollywood Bob mean?
This is, hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
So good to see you. Really.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see
Thank
you.
Thank you for having me on, man. This is a beautiful studio. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's that mosaic guy, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff here, man.
Thanks, brother.
I wanted to say this before we go any further. You and Bobby Lee together, whatever that is, dude.
Yeah.
That is magic, lightning in a bottle. And you shook it because it's insane. And the tour you guys are doing, man, woof, everybody's talking about that.
Time out.
Yeah.
So here's the deal of Hollywood Bob.
Yeah.
What you're saying is you, by turning into Hollywood Bob, you're saying all the things that you know to be untrue. Like, it's not a good studio. The tour is not impressive.
No,
it's not lighting in
no,
a bottle.
I'm saying all
no,
the,
you're being facetious through
I
a character.
I am not being facetious.
And I know you don't know what that word means, but you're being rude through a character.
Dude, first of all, I know what facetious
What
means.
Does it mean?
It's, first of all, it's from
what
the
does it
Greek
mean right
word
now?
Funicula.
no, it's not.
It means cat killer.
It means what?
Cat killer.
Cat killer?
Yeah.
Okay, take a
facetious
sip.
Facetious means...
Honestly, take a sip.
Facetious
Clear your throat for a second.
Facetious means... Don't you cut me off on your show. Facetious means
yeah.
to make fun of the facetiousism. I'm going to call him one
no,
more
no.
time. I mean, can't just
call
go
Kevin
right.
again and
it
see what he
can't
says.
Go right. God, I'm on something. I'm sorry, Kev.
Have I ever not picked up the phone when you call me, by the way? I call you every time.
You call. Maybe that's the wrong.
I pick up every time.
You do, man. Let me tell you, honest to God, can I say something real about you?
Let me move on to something else before you talk. The cigar thing.
Yes.
Is your wife cool with it or does she hate it?
I want to say something.
And here's why, I ask.
Oh, you power fingered me.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm gonna finger you down. See? Sit.
Don't you fucking treat me like you're a dead dog.
Do you want a treat?
Oh, your cat died.
When you get home after a smoking one,
yeah.
Does she care?
No.
Does she like the way it smells?
Yeah.
Because some women are attracted to the smell.
Yeah. Well, yeah, old school women who fucking like men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not every man is going to smoke a cigar. That doesn't make 100%. You a man because you smoke cigars.
Yeah, it does.
No, it makes you a man because you have a pair of balls. That's what makes you a man.
That's
literally it.
Not today.
Yes.
That makes you a woman, too.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Buddy, want to see something fucked up?
Yeah, please. You're going to show me nudes?
No, I'm going to show you something right now. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Watch.
No, my God. Oh, God. The people at home, there was a man. There's a man saved on Bobby's phone who could stuff his nuts in his ass and farted them out.
My producer from my podcast.
That's someone you know? No way.
No, he sent it to me today.
That's amazing.
I was asking for clips from my podcast.
Stuff
me, and
your
he goes,
balls
how about this one?
In
and
your
he sent
ass?
That one, and I'll never unsee it. It's the greatest thing ever.
That's probably the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
It's such.
To put both of your balls in your ass?
Both of them in the ass and then shit them out. He shit them out. He had his balls in his ass and then pushed them out.
Images in my mind now. I keep thinking
never
how impressive. That's so impressive.
It's impressive.
That's got to be on Broadway. You got to put that on a show.
Oh, it should be the end of every movie. Remember, that's all, folks. They should have that come up and go,
I went to, this reminds me, there was a show that used to be in West Hollywood called The Puppetry of the Penis.
Yes, they had it in New York, too.
Did you ever go?
I did, and I
incredible
wanted to. Yeah, I heard it was great.
They can tie their cock in knots. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you have to have a big, droopy nerd dick.
So here's what's interesting. Doesn't need to be thick. Gotta be long.
Long.
A lot of skinny dicks.
Ari Shaffir.
Exactly correct.
He can make a sailboat.
Long,
with
skinny
that
drooper. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he can make a train.
He could make a train?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He can make a hamburger.
Take it again.
Sorry.
One more. Let's hear it again.
You can make a tent.
Are you excited to go on the show with me tonight?
I'm not on the show with you tonight.
You just said you're on the improv tonight.
I canceled it.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I got to make love to my wife tonight.
Fuck you.
Whatever.
You're a piece of shit, dude.
My cat died.
I canceled because I wanted to be
with your wife.
You know what? Because I've been done too many shows.
Yeah.
I was burnt. I was working all day, and I said, I don't think I'm going to make it. She said, stay home. Let's watch a movie in bed and get frisky.
Okay.
How do you turn that down?
You can't.
It's just hard
really
these
can't
days.
I mean, my wife doesn't do that at all. But
well, I'll say this, and here's why. Because I love your wife, and I respect her, and I would never say anything negative about her. But I give her a lot of credit.
You know what? I hope you choke on your own tooth. How's that? I hope you stick your own balls in your ass. They don't come out. I hope you try that later.
I had a dream once, a daydream about you getting out of the shower. You have a tub with a high side, you know?
Can I show you something?
And I had a vision of you slipping out of the tub.
Do you want to see something?
And breaking your hip.
Do you want to see something?
Yeah.
So I get into a fight with my wife the other day. Big fight in the morning. You know, stupid.
What's the first morning fight? What is it about?
It's all me.
Yeah,
it's
no
me
shit.
It's me. Oh, shut up.
No,
you know,
shit.
I mean, you're just a.
Well, from an intellectual level, I know you're starting fights over dumb shit.
I know.
That's true.
Right. First of all, don't ever call me stupid in a smart way.
Didn't say that. I said she was smarter than you.
No, you said
from an intellectual perspective, you start the fights.
I don't like the word intellectual.
Well, because
so, dude.
What did you do? What
I'm going to tell you.
You.
I'm going to set it up. Let me set it up. So it was about the kid. And she's I'm aggressive. I'm always trying to pull back. Mm. She's passive aggressive.
Right.
Well, she just buries it for years.
Smart.
So it's not smart.
No,
it's smart. It's a bad way
that's
to be.
That's how we all operate.
Put it down. No, yeah.
Dig it out.
So she's, you know, huffing and puffing. You get Max, let's go. And I'm like, Max, I'm trying to do the things we talked about. It didn't work out. I finally go, listen, you know, I rose my, and she went, gave me some type of face and a huff. And I go, don't huff. I didn't huff. You just huffed. You know what I mean? I need a fucking camera. So we get into a fight, right? I think I slapped a wall beam. I don't punch anymore because I'm too old.
You don't slap wall beams.
I went, fuck, I slapped it. Whatever. So I just, I'm like, I'm out. She goes to drop the kid off. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm going to fucking show her. I'm just leaving for the day.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I left, but I didn't have nowhere to go. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went to the gym. I got my gym down the street.
Good.
So I'm like, I'm going to go lift. Mm. So I'm in the gym. I'm cranking dumbbells. I'm cranking them. And I'm mumbling. Fucking tell me. I'm the fuck. We had a thing. But I'm literally mumbling, still angry, lifting weights. So this is why, I mean, this. And I gave this to her as a gift because I apologized. One thing about me, if I fuck up, I apologize. I have no problem doing that. So I thought about it a day. I got this video and I said, listen, I want to say, and I got my son too. I want to say both of you. Daddy made a mistake and I make those sometimes, but I'm going to try not to make it again. Mommy, I'm sorry, blah, blah. But here's a video for you to have for both of you. So this is me at the gym.
I want to see it. Give it to me. Just give it to me, you slut.
This is me at the gym, and I'm trying to do decline.
Okay.
I'm trying to do
keep explaining. Yeah.
Decline presses with 35-pound dumbbells. And somewhere along the way, because I'm old, I forgot to how to get on a decline. You're not supposed to know how to get on the decline. I don't know how to do it with the dumbbells. And I'm such an asshole, and I'm so mad at her that this happened.
Oh, you get, yeah, I can tell you looking, yeah, you're looking at it.
I'm looking at it.
So when you look at it, that's you trying to figure out
how
to do it.
Jen, I think I got it, and I don't, and I'm mad, and I'm mumbling, and then here I go, and there I go.
Hold on. Is this security footage?
This is security footage.
All right, you get on, you get backwards, and you fall off. What did you did you go to security and you're like, I have to get that on tape?
I just fall and I got stuck between the other machines.
And you thumbed up. Some guy goes, you all right, bud?
Old Indian guy. Hello, you okay?
Are you okay, man? Are you okay, man?
I was like,
this motherfucker. You have to send me that, please.
I
want to show the audience. Send it to me so they can see it.
I will send it.
Thank you.
It's,
I mean, look.
I sent it to her. I go, this is for you. And yes, God is a woman.
God is a woman.
She made this happen. God is a woman.
Doesn't that feel good to know? Didn't that make you immediately go, fuck, why am I fighting over anything?
It humbled me.
Yeah, it's good.
Immediately.
It's good.
Yeah. There's two things that are very powerful. Drugs. Gratefulness.
And humility.
And humility.
Yeah.
The two most powerful drugs, they will motivate you and clean any bullshit out of your life. As soon as you get grateful and humble, everything else, all the bad shit goes away.
In here, we pour whiskey.
This episode of Whiskey Ginger is brought to you by BetterHelp. I've spoken pretty candidly and openly on the show about mental health, about depression and anxiety. Two for two on that, baby. And I got to tell you, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with talking about it. There's nothing wrong with exploring your options. And BetterHelp is a great way, in my opinion, because it's alternative to what you're used to. You're not going in some room, some doctor's office in some building, some sanitized, bright light building. It's just so nice to be doing something like this from the comfort of your home. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? I've been using therapy for quite a while now. It's great for me. I very much so enjoy it. It's nice to get stuff off your chest. And it's entirely done online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Right? You do it when you want, where you want. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. You got to give it a try. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whiskey today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/whiskey. Hey, hey, Displate. Displate is one of a kind. Metal poster designed to capture your unique passions. Display created a 21st century canvas that's sturdy, magnum mountain, and durable enough to withstand a lifetime of intense staring and enjoying. Staring's only half the fun. You can customize, collect, and rearrange at will. Talked about Displate a bunch on here. We've had posters our whole lives in our room when we were young, and now that we're older, you got to have something a little bit nicer, a little bit more durable, no matter what the age. But those posters I grew up with, they were terrible. They got sun-kissed and torn. They peeled off the paint, and Displate solved all of that. Okay, they solved all of that. It's magnet mounted. It's safe. It's not going to rip up the wall. There's so many beautiful designs on display, whether it's movies or film, television, sports, whatever you like, they got it on there. Use the link in the description. The discount will be applied automatically at the checkout, or use code WHISKEY at the checkout to get 22% off for 1 to 2 displays or 33% off for 3 or more displays. That is pretty, pretty good. Okay? MeUndies. The thing about being a guy is we're stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. Okay? There's no fixing this. All right? This is the best I'm going to do. Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gifts to help men feel big. The contoured pouch and ball caddy. Come on, baby. Look at that, huh? Really boosted, really fluffing it up down there. The micro modal sling keeps things separated and lifted. 9 out of 10 women swear the sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge. And that matters, right? Okay, it does. Everybody wants a little bit of extra padding for your stick and balls. It's got all sorts of fun stuff. MeUndies are incredible. They got sizes from extra small to 4XL. They're going to be flattering on anybody. They're so comfortable. MeUndies is the best. If you've seen them or tried them or know someone that wears them, you know the swagger is a little bit better when you got MeUndies gripping your tush and your bits and pieces. I don't know why I sound Irish when I go, MeUndies! But they're responsibly sourced, and their problem-free philosophy is if you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Keep it. But you're going to love them. MeUndies are so comfortable, so breathable. I never get sweaty and nasty and stinky in these things. They're versatile, and they're wonderful, whether I'm working out or I'm hanging out. I love these MeUndies. So, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/whiskey. That's MeUndies.com/whiskey for 20% off, plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Ginger. I like gingers.
You know what I mean?
We do a thing called Grateful Gab. We take night walks.
Yeah.
And we do Grateful Gab. Yeah. I'm being serious. And we just talk about what we're grateful for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be overarching. It can't be like some, it doesn't have to be like my whole life.
Yeah.
But it has to be what grateful day. And it can be small.
Yeah.
Like I did a great, what did I do that made me feel really grateful? There was a thing, at the gas station.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I pull into the gas station. The guy is, there's a guy that's in there that I could tell he's frustrated with the customer. She may or may not be homeless. I don't know.
Right.
She could be having a tough go. Mm. They're kind of like, I can tell that they're chirping at each other. And I had a gift card for gas. Mm. I got a gift card from one of the casinos. When you do a casino, they give you like $200 gift card for gas to drive out there. And he's like, well, it doesn't work. And she's, what do you mean? I'm going to try it again. And he's pissed off. And he's like, I've moved to the side. And I thought, I'm grateful for the fact that someone gave me, this isn't my money.
Yeah.
So I said, here, let me try maybe my card. And it works. I said, just put whatever is on there. There's a gift card. And she was like, no. I said, yeah, it doesn't matter. Just, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the gas was.
Right, yeah.
So then I felt like I was grateful.
Yeah, right.
Somebody gave it to me. I passed it on. That's my grateful moment of the day.
Right, makes you feel fantastic. I mean, everything goes away.
Well, because it's like, I'm grateful that I had the ability to do it. Someone else gave it to me.
Yeah.
He's probably grateful that he doesn't have to see her anymore.
Yep.
And she's grateful that she got enough gas to go back to the dealer's house to get her next rock.
I was wondering how you were going to ruin it. I knew you had to ruin it.
How often at the...
I know. I'm like, this is such a great moment. Like, this is awesome.
I had to it up.
How is he going to...
How often when you get off of when you get off the freeway when a guy's begging, how often do you give money?
Never.
Be on it. No, never?
I don't give fucking homeless people money.
Ever?
No, dude.
That's disgusting.
I give them food. I've given them food about much time. Go to dinner. I'll go buy something and bring it to them.
You'll never give them cash.
Well, here's a cash thing for me. I think that you're kind of killing them. You're just enabling these guys to go get drugs and alcohol. If you give them a little food, maybe someone else is going
to
give them the
money.
What
if they use the food to get drugs and alcohol?
Suckers like you are going to give them the fucking money. And
what if they use the food to get drugs and alcohol?
What are you going to get?
There's a liquor store, La Paz Liquor, in the valley here that takes pizza for. They'll give you a couple slices of pizza.
La Paz's?
La Paz's will give you
La
beer.
La Paz's? Do they?
They'll give you beer if you try to trade in a couple pieces of pizza.
La Paz's is crazy.
You never give money?
I don't. I will not. Now, in New York, I will give this certain guys. like homeless people in New York, you gotta draft them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a whole new team coming in. There's new players. I'm drafting. I got you. First of all, I got Crazy Mike's mine.
He's that's on your my guy.
Team. The guy who hits the golf, the milk cartons, he's mine.
Yeah. What is it? Tiger Hoods?
Isn't that his name? Over by this.
Yeah, Mom McDougal.
Right.
Yeah.
He's mine.
He's not yours.
No, he's mine.
That guy's for the streets. He's not yours. You don't own him.
I don't own him, but he's on my team. He's on my homeless team.
Please don't
team.
Say that you own a guy.
He's on my homeless
That's
team.
Dangerous.
Like I said about the white guy, homeless Mike. You said nothing, you fucking race baiter. I got the Vietnam vet. They're on my homeless team.
You're right.
So if you're coming in, dude, you're on someone else's team.
So you say they have to go to like a homeless combine to be on your squad? They have to qualify?
Every year we do a homeless draft at the cellar. Keith's got the couple black guys, you know. Old Keith got that.
Old Keith, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the dude in the wheelchair.
What do you make him do?
Huh?
What do you make him do?
No, it's just they protect us from the other homeless people.
Oh, right.
So if I walk by, do you got? He's like, yo, he's good. And they tell you to move the fuck on.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm his guy.
That's like security.
I'm more his guy than he is my guy. Yeah, it's homeless security. It's exactly it. Homeless security. I hire homeless people to protect me from other homeless people.
Do you ever get security when you go to like if you're like
never.
On the road and never. They give no, but they give you a security guy.
I don't
like,
use it.
You say no, thank you.
I'm a grown man. What are you gonna do?
Subjective.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna come up to me and beat me?
You
up?
Think someone can't beat the shit out of you?
No, yeah, but I don't
okay,
care.
Okay, listen up. If you go to a Bobby Kelly show in the next couple of months, beat the shit out of him after the show.
You can
run up to him and beat the living shit
Just
out of him.
Just come up. And do what you gotta do. Yep, do it.
You know why?
I'll fucking take it.
Say it with me.
Because I wanna live.
People hurt.
No, I wanna
That's
live.
Why.
I wanna feel.
Oh, you need it. You're like Fight Club. You're like a sick, twisted.
I wanna feel.
Yeah, you need the pain.
I was really funny. If I get the shit out of me for the next year. I gotta come back on it. Dude, take the spell back.
Where are you touring? Are you out after this?
Yeah, I'm doing Mothership, which is just. What he did, man, with that club is so funny because he's just. You know, you go there and you just sell out.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like they book you and you're like, oh, I can count on that money. If they book you once a year, it's like, oh my God, if everything else dies in my life, I still make a nice. I mean, that's such a.
Rogan did something special.
He really took care of the comics.
Well, the old thing was he wanted a comics club for comics.
Yeah.
You know, that like that the truth of four comics, by the comics, run by the comics, organized by nothing is outside. Hmm. Well, that's what it should have been.
Yeah.
He just had the money to do it.
Yeah,
it turns out all you need is a couple hundred million.
Couple hundred.
Couple hundred million. That's all. And then a couple hundred billion?
No.
Oh, less. More? Less, more, less. No. More. Oh, down. I got it. Down.
He's got a lot of money.
All you need is a couple hundred million.
Yeah, all you need is more than that, but yes.
Yeah, and then you can fucking open up a club to be everything you've ever dreamed of. You know what it is?
But what Rogan created is
the same way I look at what Sandler did in terms of
with his friends.
Yeah, it's like
with
you fucking
comics, yeah.
Yeah, you're giving all your buddies work. It's the greatest. It's the thing we all dream to do. I'm being genuine when I say this.
Yeah.
My dream would be to make shit and call you and go, dude. You get to come do this thing with me. Will you come do this thing with me?
Yeah.
I would love to only hire my friends, get enough power to hire. That's the goal.
Well, Louis did it too.
Pay your friends.
Before
Before
they fucking snatched him out of the business.
Yes. But pay your friends is the dream.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate dream.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I'd rather write a check, a big check to people that I love rather than paying into the machine at any time.
Yeah, no. That club is, and it's so easy. It's such a great club. So I'm doing that. I'm going back to Boston.
What do you play when
Boston.
You're there? You play laugh?
I do laugh.
Say hi to John for me.
John fucking Tobin. Bobby.
Say Tobin. I fucking love that dude. He's like, meet my fucking son.
Dude, why don't you and all the boys come down and do the medley tent in Cape Cod this summer, kid?
He's awesome.
He's a great guy.
Did you ever play Wilbur or any of that other bullshit?
I do the Wilbur. Yeah, I've done the Wilbur.
What about the Wang?
Never did the Wang.
Can't sell it?
No.
But you're a hometown guy. Don't you think you can?
Can't do it, dude.
I bet you can. I bet my bank account
you can. I sell better in Tampa than I do in Boston.
What?
I don't know why.
No.
I swear to God.
Well, there's places I don't understand why I sell way. There's places where I go, why do I sell so good there? I have no connection to that place. But maybe people in Tampa love you.
Tampa loves me. Boston's good to me. But yeah, I would never be able to do the Wang. That's a wild thing to me because you're getting, like I'm watching it with you right now.
Okay.
You know what?
I know this is going to be an insult. I feel it from a mile away. Go ahead.
You're so damaged.
Yeah.
I'm looking at just a wall of alcohol.
Come on, dude. Take a sip. Take a sip.
No, I'm doing good.
Take a sip.
They're all half empty.
Take a sip.
No, get out of here. What if I fucking did it?
No, don't. Please don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. I'm teasing.
Yeah, tell them not to beat me up at my
shows. Don't beat him up.
Yeah?
Don't beat him up.
Don't fuck around.
He's good friends with Kevin Hart.
Don't.
He's best friends. Don't.
Tell me you'll put me on everything
I'll put you
do.
On everything I do. I'll put you on write everything
me
I do.
In.
I'll write you in.
You're going to save it.
I will. Stop.
You're going to put me and you do bad friends. You're dumping Bobby.
Okay, I'll dump him.
Say it.
I'm dumping Bobby on. You're on my bad friends.
Say it
you're
in
my
Chinese.
New bad friend. Bobby Ree, Kabatari, Barry. Say it. What were you going to say before I cut you off? You could do the Wang. And I want my fans to go see him when he books the Wang. And let's not book the Garden. Let's book the Wang. Let's hope for the Wang.
Go for it,
I think, you know what? I'm not even kidding when I say this.
No.
You and I should do a double headliner show at the Wang. Because I sell great in Boston. I love Boston.
I love Boston.
Let's do a double at the Wang, will you?
I'll do anything with you.
Okay.
And I'll say that seriously. No, but right now, I've seen it, dude. I've seen ups and downs. I've seen, you know, this business goes up and down.
We all have it.
But you're at that point right now where you're popping off.
It's about to go down?
Yeah, you're starting to do theaters. You know, the thing with you and Bobby is, fuck, you guys together, I mean, it's just a match made in heaven. Your show's hilarious.
Thank you.
Even though he has no respect for me. But the thing
is, he doesn't.
I mean, why?
He really doesn't.
He really doesn't.
No, you know what it is?
No, I don't.
He's jealous. And he said that to me before.
He's jealous of what?
That you have a family that you love, that you have a career, that you have a... What do you mean?
He's jealous of stuff he could have if he just...
No.
Why can't he have it?
I'm going to call him and ask him why that he doesn't like you so much.
Yeah, call him and ask him. I want to call Kev again. I'm pretty sure...
Call Kevin and see if he'll pick up.
I think so.
Will you?
Yeah, I'm going to call him.
Right. Hello?
Hey, you're on my pod. Bobby Kelly's here. He wants to know, what's your beef with him? What is it about?
There is no fucking beef. What the fuck? I said hi to him. I saw his set last night.
No, he said
I
you...
Fucking laughed at
he said you brought him up in a way that was demeaning and rude and you didn't like him and that...
I said he's a tough crowd. I said... Tourgasm. I said, best comic New York, Opie Anthony. I mean, I did everything I could.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying you couldn't save him. It was his jokes that put him in that mood.
No, his jokes were hilarious. I mean, just the crowd doesn't get it, I guess.
What? 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 What?
I love you, buddy.
You killed it.
Yeah, you did good.
But does Bobby really think that I have a beef with him?
Yeah, he does.
No shit, Bobby.
Yes, he does.
Bobby.
I know I've been trying for years.
Bobby. Bobby.
Fuck him.
Bobby.
Fuck him, Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's it, dude.
Let's play these games.
Interesting.
Let's play these games.
Well, it's not a game.
Let's play these games.
It's not a game.
Let's play these games, dude. You want to play these games?
Yeah, let's play.
Let's play these games.
Welcome back to Call Your Friend.
Where is he?
You calling Kevin Hart again?
Right there. I'll call Bobby right now. Let's call Bobby right now.
Go ahead and do it.
Let's call it. Right now.
Let's see if he picks
up. You're
going
to hang up with me? He'll pick up. He'll damn well pick up. Mess around. You want to play a game? Bob. Bobbo. Bobby Ree. Yeah, I said it. I made the L and R.
You got it, dude.
Ree.
He's going to pick up for sure. There's no doubt. I feel like when you call someone, they're going to pick up.
Please leave a message.
That's Bob Marley. I messed up. I'll just kill that.
Bob Marley, a legendary Boston comedian. You know, this is one of these guys. I'm being genuine when I say this. I don't know him. I never met him, but the legend of him is bigger than I think anybody can get to in these days.
Here's a guy.
You're famous, but you're so famous to a group that you've been famous to, the loyalty is... unmatched. He sells out every time.
I'm
going to
tell you what he did and what more comics should do. People think that you do this until you become Chappelle.
Yeah.
Or you become that big.
Right.
If you don't make that, then something happens. You do it to get Rogan status or somewhere in that realm of millionaire thing, right? But what a lot of comics should do is know their worth. And Bob Marley was like, I know my worth. I know I can keep trying here. I got millions of pilots, took all that money from holding deals, bought real estate, and then he was like, you know what? I'm just going to go and be Bob Marley in Maine, in New Hampshire.
The best in the Northeast.
I'm just going to go do it. I know my worth. I can sell out all these. I can do the math. I can make this much money, a lot of money. I'm going to sell all my shit here. I'm going to buy a massive compound down there, and I'm just going to enjoy my life doing what I love to do. And that's what he did, which is great. A lot of guys don't have that moment in life where they're like, what am I doing? I've had that moment in life where now I'm like, you know, I do my comedy. I go away the last 2 months of the year. I mean, in July and August, I go up to my lake house up there and I hang out with them and I do, you know, little gigs here and there. And then whatever else comes up, it comes up.
So you know your worth.
Well, you know, it's you can't. We spend a lot of time just fucking trying to get to that thing.
We don't even know what we're getting to.
You don't even. It's like, dude, your kid grew up. Your wife doesn't like you anymore. Yeah. You haven't seen your family in years. You have no friends outside the business.
Yeah,
it's just dudes you see, mm-hmm. and it's like you gotta. You can't wait. Like my therapist said, he goes, stop trying to retire. I'm trying to make so much money, and when I get there and I'm a gazillionaire, blah, 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 then I'm going to take time off to enjoy my life.
No, this is it.
This is it right now.
Yeah.
This is it right now. That's why me and you get along. We're very similar to that.
Well, because I do feel like this is it. I used to say that to my dad. It bugged me a lot. My father traveled for a living, and I'd be like, oh, did you do, you know. I would go now to the same cities that he used to travel to when he was in sales.
Right.
And I go, did you ever go to blank, blank, whatever in so-and-so city? No, not really. We never left the hotel. And it makes me sad. I'm like, man, you could have just gone out and fucked off and did all this stuff. You were
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You're there for 3 days.
Yeah.
You didn't get up one day, go want to go see something else. I have a hard disconnect with comics that don't want to go feel the city. Because you're like, dude, this is your life.
Yeah.
Your life is the show at night as much as it is the thing during the day. It makes me sad when guys are like, nah, man, it's fucking airport, hotel, show, hotel,
no
airport.
Way. Yeah.
Well, that gives me anxiety. I feel like I'm going to die then. Then I'm going to die in a tragic, sad way.
Yeah.
So I like living because this is it now. Like, look, I'm going to Scotland this year for yeah. fun, no gigs. You know,
yeah.
but every time you say you're going somewhere, somebody goes, you going to do a show? No, I'm not going to do a show. I'm just going to go, yeah, but you'll be there for a week and a half. You don't want to do a show?
They don't get it.
No, I don't want to do a show. I just want to go fucking hang out for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me.
I don't have, like I said, what's his name? The great Matt Rife was in New York.
Matt Rife?
Rife.
Who's that?
Young guy. Gorgeous.
Never heard of him.
Really good looking guy.
Matt Rigged?
Matt Rife.
Matt Rifed? Yeah, what about him?
The Third Reich is in New York right now.
He is Hitler's dream, that guy. He looks like what he would love.
Such a, here's the thing about that guy. Gorgeous.
I like a gorgeous little chiseled jaw on the Matt Rife. Hitler, we got your tickets to Matt Rife.
Oh,
someone get on the computer and buy Rife tickets for us tonight, please. Hitler's a gay debutante that loves Matt Rife shows.
He was definitely gay.
Well, how about that, though? You know how people are deadheads?
Yeah.
Hitler was a Rife head. Went
up to her there. Just rocking in his chair like this.
Ooh, I can't wait to see Matthew.
Please make fun of me. Look at my mustache.
I bought your merch, Matt. What did you see, Matt Rife? Go ahead, go back.
No, he called. Someone fell out, and he actually hit me up on whatever. He's such a sweet kid.
He's a great kid.
He's like, would you like to come down and open at my Carnegie, whatever the fuck, a radio?
He played Carnegie, yeah.
Carnegie, and I was just like, no. I'm with my kid tonight.
Yeah, with my children.
Me and my kid are watching fucking stupid videos.
I bet your kid knows who Matt Rife is, though.
And we're having wings. Yeah, he does.
Of course.
But it's like, I'm at a place where, look, maybe 10 years ago, you know, whatever, maybe I would have been like, this is the number one, maybe this will. It's going to do nothing for me.
No.
I'll go and murder and kill, and they'll still go, that first guy was all right. He was good. He was
funny.
Is
that Matt's uncle? Who was that?
How many times I killed in front of Dane on arenas and, you know what I mean?
You got nothing out of it.
Dude, I go back to that city and it's like, hey, we're a little light on Sunday. It's like, I just did 30,000 people. I murdered. Not one of them went, what's that? Let me just put his name down. What's his name?
But what, was social media big on when you were on that tour?
Well, MySpace and stuff like that was big, but it's not that. It's like when people stick, they stick, and you don't know. Dude, you've been doing this for how long?
15
And now
years,
they're sticking,
years,
dude.
Yeah.
You hooked up with fucking Bobby Lee, and it sticks. It happened. Bang. All of a sudden, now you're touring, and now you.
Well, it was like we created our own audiences, him and I, and we definitely have different audiences.
100%.
Then there were these like weird pie chart crossovers of people that liked us both, and then people that liked maybe just him or just me, and now they've blended, which has been a blessing, truly a blessing. Like a weird, beautiful. You know, my wife used to say all the time. And by the way, just to reiterate what you said, I'm very happy. If this is,
You're the happiest I've ever seen you.
But right? I don't fucking try. I don't have the goal of like, I want to do what Louis does or, or even in my generation, you know, it's like Shane. Know. Like, I'm not trying to, like, dude, that guy, I don't.
Nine jokes you both could have said about that joke.
About what?
I don't want to do what Louis does.
I don't need to sell out the guard. Like, that's never been my, I never had when I was a little kid. I never had that. Like, making a living doing comedy was all I wanted, and I'm doing it. Right. So I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
If it stays here, this is great.
Right.
So I'm grateful because of that it's real.
Yeah, people don't understand that, like,
I never had that dream.
We make so much money.
Well, you
even
do.
On the lower levels.
You do.
You make more money than me.
No.
You are you fucking...
By the way, 80% of my money goes to charity. Or, well, the church of Scientology, but it's charity is what we have to call it.
I hope because you said...
Well, I write my checks to Will Smith directly.
I hope because you said that...
And he cashes them.
They come and take it. No, you make great money. No. I see you. You're driving out there. You're driving a Lambo, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Lambo.
Yeah, I brought my Lambo today.
It is. A nice car, dude.
It's actually the car that I like. That's the one car that no matter how rich somebody gets, when they buy that, I'm always like... That's a shame.
What's the one gift?
That's a shame. It's the ugliest. It's the Lambo suck.
I think Lambo's better than a Ferrari.
Well, so you're wrong, but also, I mean, you're wrong.
Who are you talking
about? You.
Did you just call me a Jew?
No.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, dude, it's horse over bull all day. Ferrari's such a beautiful car.
Lamborghini's so much better than a Ferrari.
Lamborghinis are for goons. They're for goons. It's for like rappers and goons.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you do look goony. Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect Lambo guy. That is a perfect Lambo guy.
I love a Lambo. Let me ask you a question.
What's my dream car?
No, fuck the cars.
What?
Fuck a car. I mean, you can pick a car if you want. What is your, if you had whatever, I could buy you whatever you wanted. Tax, nothing. What, one thing that you'd be like, dude, can you get me this? Right now. That you could just, boom, a watch, a car, like a house, right now, if I'll get you whatever look at me, anything you want, anything.
You think I'm lying? No, I swear to God, there's nothing. I don't care. I don't.
One thing.
I don't want it.
Play the game.
I don't want it.
Play the game.
Something simple. Like a, you know what I want? Like a G7 private jet. Something simple. if you said you had unlimited money,
dude,
and I'm
whatever you want,
I do not need shit. I have a nice little humble house.
Yep.
I have my bullshit toys. Yep. I honestly, it would be a plane. I'd be like, buy me a plane then, so I can just fly that for the rest of my life.
That's it.
I would, and you know why? I'd want the plane for practical reasons. I want to do more. I'd be able to go anywhere for comedy.
Do more, and you could rent it out and pay for it and all that.
I don't care about that. If you're telling me,
I own it and I pay for it.
If it's free and clear,
right?
If you said, what could I? It's travel. Then I can bring friends on the road with me and be like, we're jumping on a plane.
Yeah.
Thanks to Bobby Kelly, and we're going to.
Right.
I mean, a dream to me. I remember seeing pictures back in the day. I think back in the day, they used to take guys to Aspen on a private jet. They flew out.
Yeah.
I remember that, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
They would never fucking today. It's like JFL's like, you got to pay for your own ticket. Mm. I remember going to JFL the first time and they're like, we don't buy your ticket out.
What?
Yeah, when I did New Faces
years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I was like, what? I can't even afford to fucking eat lunch.
That changed.
Yeah, they had to because they got.
Ari changed that.
Yeah, it was absurd. It was like, dude.
Yeah.
Pay for my own ticket. I lived with four people.
I know.
I can't fucking afford. How the fuck? I was going to take a bus. I was like, did the buses go to
from California?
Yeah, do buses go to Montreal?
14-day trip.
I'm not even kidding. I was like, do buses go that far?
They do.
A train, I thought. But yeah, I saw those photos as a young comic of like, you know, I don't remember who was on it. It was like Patton maybe, and those guys were like, you know what I mean? Whatever. And I thought, man, that would be the coolest thing.
Yeah.
On a plane with like my best friends going to do comedy.
Yeah.
And it's not the private jet of it all. It's just like on a plane with all your friends would be.
Yeah.
So yeah, buy me a jet. I can do more comedy around the globe. What do you want from me if I had unlimited funds for it?
I want an island.
It's kind of an unsavory thing to want.
Why?
This time.
Unsavory. I want
the last guy that had an island that looked like you, they got in some trouble.
Yeah. I want that island.
You want a fucking island in real life?
I want to whip it back up again.
revive it?
I want to revive the island.
What would you really want if I had all the money? You want an island? Where, though?
I want an island in the Caribbean, like in a tropical place.
Right.
I want like a Johnny Depp type of island. All right, with you.
Who is that?
I don't know who the fuck it is. I want I want like an island.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind like some stuff on it to let other people come. So like you'd be like, hey, Bob, me and my wife want to go to the island for the week. Dude, the island's there. The staff is ready to go. So just show up. You're good
to
go.
So you're not there. I can go without you.
You'd take your jet, though.
Your jet.
It'd be your jet.
I guess. Then it's my island.
It's our jet and
it's
island.
It's our jet and
dude,
island.
Dude, I said.
See, this is how it started with Epstein. It's our jet. It's our island. He was pushing that narrative.
It was our kids. I say, this is the sitcom we pitch, right? Called Our Jet, Our Island.
Yeah.
Dude, an island? How great would that be?
Yeah, no, not for me.
Why?
Look. You know? You think I'm sitting at the beach? You think I'm sitting at the fucking beach, dude? Look, what are you talking about?
Can you never do that again? Please don't do it again. I'd rather see that guy tuck his balls into his asshole again.
I'm never going to go. The beach to me, you know what? I'll show you pictures of me on vacation. I'm in a full long sleeve with a baseball hat
on.
I swear to God, dude, and I'm under an umbrella. Dude, no, I like to go to the beach, but why am I can't? Come on. I mean, look, this is me.
You're just a bore when you go on vacation with your wife?
No, I'm drinking, but I got a long sleeve shirt. I have a long sleeve shirt on.
You look like a piece of cod.
I am.
You have full everything on.
I have to. I burn. What am I doing at the beach?
Put some stuff on. Spray your body.
I do, but I'm always afraid that
what
stuff.
What are you? Irish, right?
No, I'm Cuban.
You're Switzerland?
No, I'm Dominican.
You are?
Papi!
You're Dominican?
I'm Italian and Irish.
Italian, Irish, half and half?
You know what I am more than anything?
What?
American.
I love
you goddamn
America.
Right, dude. Greatest country on earth. God bless.
I love America so much.
Yeah. Name me a better place. I dare you. Go.
Aruba?
Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahamas, come on, pretty mama, to Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo, we'll take it fast and then we'll take it slow. What did that mean?
Ooh.
What did that mean? Take it fast and take it slow?
I'm gonna
have sex and sleep.
I'm going to hold you down and I'm going to...
Have sex and sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to date rape you.
Okay.
What, no?
No.
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 I'm going to take it fast and I'm going to slit it slow. I'm going to take it fast and I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to take it fast.
Did you ever read that book about Beach Boys? About Brian Wilson?
No, I saw the movie though.
Yeah, you can't read books. What am I talking about?
I read,
and I know better than when I ask you about book stuff because I know you don't read books.
I read.
Jack and the Beanstalk is not like
it's, I never read that book.
I know.
I saw that movie though.
You did?
I'm more of a visual guy. I actually have. Learning this. I got tested. I have learning disabilities.
Yeah, we've been saying this for years.
Who's we?
The boys.
Who's the boys? That was the biggest insult when I lost the weight, is all the people would come up and go, dude, we were worried about you. I'm like, never told me.
Yeah.
Were you guys just talking behind
the
my
secret
back?
Secret meetings about you?
Yeah, dude. I fucking hate.
Well, let me tell you, I was never worried about you.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. Don't ever wink at me again like that. Your wink is.
I was never worried about you.
Don't, please don't do that. You're fucking side eyed. I'd rather look at your belly button again. Dude, what is it? What is it? Yeah, dude, it's funny because comics, we have side. We all have these side things going on.
Side conversations about other people's shit.
It's so weird. We're such mewling, gossiping.
Because we have to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's
because our whole life is predicated around meeting up with these strangers who have to become our peers and sometimes friends, do the same job, which inherently invokes jealousy, envy, competition. So we're going to be little gossip girls.
Well, it's funny because you're sitting at the club last night and it's like someone comes in and I'm doing this and that, and it's like, oh, wow. I'm just sitting there, you know, cool. As soon as they leave, fucking whatever. Like, let me just fucking, said an amazing conversation. Like this fucking.
But sometimes it's just because that's how we love each other. We hate each other when we love each other.
Yeah, it is.
A little bit when sometimes there's a couple of people that I'm like, that fucking guy's.
It's so funny. Last night I had it like three times. Sweet. I was like,
say the names, and I'll blank them out.
Huh?
Say the names, I'll blank them out.
I don't trust you for a fucking.
No, my editor will blank it out.
I don't trust that little guy. I don't trust you.
You go
at all.
Off. You're like, Ali Wong. Fucking Jim Jeffries.
Ali Wong. That's funny.
She's like the nicest person on
She's a sweetheart, man.
And Jeffries, same thing.
I love Jim.
You know
Jeffries.
What's funny with Jim is like, I say that because we were on the show two nights ago together. With Jim quit drinking. He's as strong as he's ever been. And I remember one time he was saying how that was his worry, was like without getting loose and chilling and feeling like himself, that he was not going to.
Yeah.
It's strong as, I think, you know, I hate to say that stuff when someone's like, yeah, right. It's like stronger now than I think I've ever seen him. His stuff is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, he came in, I did my first Nasty show with him, Louis C.K., Nick DiPaolo. And Dave Attell.
Where was this at?
At JFL.
Oh, you're right.
That was the show.
The Nasty show.
It was probably the best Nasty show.
That's a great lineup.
It was crazy, but he came in as that fuck up, that guy drinking and partying.
Yeah.
You know, he. But to see the evolution of him, I think he's best he's ever been right now.
Well, that's.
I mean, except for his jackets.
Yeah, we have to talk to him about the jackets.
We don't wear earth tone leathers.
Stop it. Is that clay dyed? Yeah. You got to cut it out. He's going to be watching like, these fucking assholes.
Worst accent ever.
Fuck Bobby Kelly.
You know who I hung out with last night? Jason Ellis was there last night.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking of that accent. Sweet guy. Great guy, yeah.
He can put his balls in his ass.
No.
He does stuff like that.
I don't think so. I don't think he does. I don't think so.
Dude, all Australians can put their balls in their ass.
I think it's just that one guy.
No.
Dude, that video.
Show me again.
I'm going to show
you
again.
Before we go, show me again.
It's a crazy video.
I am impressed by stuff like that. I know that's disgusting, and people at home are probably grossed out by this, but I got to tell you.
It's.
Let me see.
There we go. Boom.
And. Wow. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable how low they hang. Do you hang low?
Sometimes.
You do.
I love it when they hang low.
Will you ever sit on them? Have you ever sat on your nuts?
I pissed on my own nuts.
That's a size problem.
No, that's a both problem. That's when two worlds mix.
You
that's
got long my, balls my nuts were and a small little pecker,
my
Peter.
My nuts were very low. And
this
my,
is your penis.
Yeah, this is your penis right here.
You kind of look like my penis.
Your penis is like this.
You actually look like my penis in full. No. That looks exactly like my penis. Nervous? Mm-hmm. Who's that? Mm. Who's that little guy? Oh, I need a trim. I see all that facial hair. I need a trim. Would you ever do Fu Manchu or just a goatee?
That's what your penis does. That's your penis. Don't ask me stupid questions.
Do a Fu Manchu.
Just don't ask me stupid.
Do a Fu Manchu.
That's your other guy. I don't do that. I'm
are
Italian.
Are you hungry right now?
Hungry for love.
Scum.
You wink at me again, I'm going to poke the eye out and it'll be winking forever.
Well, I have a...
No, you don't. Dude, I hate winks. Stop winking at me. I swear to God, I'll dig it out. What if I just went, and I took it and I threw it at your camera?
I talked about you last time I was on Soder's show and I spoke very highly of you. And
I love
Dan I thought
Soder.
That'd get back to me somehow, but it didn't.
It didn't. It didn't.
Not a big deal.
Now,
all right, plug your fucking dates.
Hey, man, don't do this.
No, plug your bullshit
this
dates.
Is your,
no, because the way
is,
you said it was so mean, it's like you don't care about me or nothing.
No, this is what you do. You do this every time.
Go to Robert Kelly.
No.
Go to Robert Kelly podcast or whatever it is.
Instead of feeling it, what you do is you get negative.
You know what, dude?
Yeah, see? Now you get negative. Just look into the camera and say, man, this is awesome.
Why does it say comedian and actor on your profile?
Because I am. Say it. Say, hey, man, this is great. Feel it. Look at me.
Comedian and actor?
Look at me. Don't disconnect from me.
Did you change your picture that
That's
was on
you
your main page?
That's
no, please don't. Okay.
Connect?
No. Please don't
look
use.
Look at me.
Don't use.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
How much of a good time you had.
Best.
Tell me.
Best.
How much you love me.
A
say
lot.
It.
More than I love almost anybody on earth, except for my mother. It's you. Mom, you. Mom, you, wife. Dog, cat.
Now give my plugs.
Go to robertkellylive.com. You can go see him. He's everywhere. He's
with
all
a better
over.
Tone. I want better tone.
Please go to robertkellylive.com. You're going to see him at the Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun. Then he's going to be in Tampa, Florida, Side Splitters. Go ahead to Huntington, New York, the Paramount. Then at Poughkeepsie, New York, he's going to be at Laugh It Up. Then Riot Comedy Festival in Houston, Comedy Mothership in Austin, Club 337. Not a real place. What is that?
It's a real place.
He played a strip club.
It's a great club.
In Lafayette, Louisiana. Then he's in Boston at Laugh Boston, Sarasota. More and more as the year goes on. Go to robertkellylive.com to go see him.
PunchUp.live. Watch my special for free.
Go watch his special for free PunchUp.live.
Robert Kelly.
Put that down. I don't want you to have that in your hand. It makes me uncomfortable. We end the show the same way. Go to Robert Kelly Live. Go see him. I love him. One of my favorite
Dude,
friends.
You're one of my
favorite,
favorite
comedians
in the world.
Look into that camera and say one word or one phrase to end the episode. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Balls in my asshole.
In here, we pour whiskey, 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 whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like that. The ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.